Consider insects from your combine seat. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The combine seat can give farmers time to think. One of the things that they might consider is how the insect population interacted with the crop that they're harvesting and what to do differently next year. It bugs, and yes, the pun was intended, Nick Sider, that during the summer months, he can drive the whole length of his state and never see anyone out with a sweep net counting insects.
I would have to drive the state 3, 4, 5 times probably to see anybody with a sweep net out in the field, actually looking for insect populations. The problem with not having that sweep net out there is that we don't quantify that pest population. Typically, we're walking through the field, pointing, looking. There's an insect, there's a stink bug, there's some bean leaf beetles, there's some defoliation. But we're not getting a good picture of what that population is. And that's what we really need to do to make effective control decisions based on an economic threshold.
Here are some things that Nick Sider, a University Extension entomologist, hopes farmers will consider from the combine seat this fall. First, using a sweep net next summer. Second, just how much defoliation a soybean plant can take. The extension recommends not treating unless there is 20% defoliation after bloom. That's a lot, and Sider says there are more than a few simply cosmetics insecticide applications in the state because defoliation hasn't reached that level. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.